Hello, it's the 30th of April, 2020, and we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for coming. This is a very interesting show. They've begun meat rationing in Montana. First, this is brought to you by, of course, Health with William Biotrust, the collagen. I have discovered that when I eat the collagen, and then I supplement, of course, with Rani's seaweed and takedown tea, a little citric aranemesis, what I find is that when I turn off the cell phone Wi-Fi, and when I unplug the cell phone, and you can remove the battery in mine, and when you unplug the router, the diabetes goes away. The blood sugar level stabilizes. So from now on at night, I turn off my cell phone and I unplug the router. I eat the collagen, the takedown, 2 in the morning, 2 at night, and then the seaweed I always eat. There's no blood sugar problems. Diabetes went from 3 to 5% to 33%. Wherever they install 4G, and Morgan Stanley's now installing 5G as an aerial denial system. 5G is a weapon. So if you get 5G, you can expect diabetes and all kinds of other problems sprouting up. All the data on it is being obliterated by Google. Anyway, God bless. Welcome to our channel. There are meat shortages now sprouting up all across the country as the libtard governors order the sheriffs to order the meatpacking plants closed as President Trump orders the meatpacking plants to reopen under the Defense Authorization Act. And yet nobody's listening to the president because he's not doing it the way God wants him to do it. So President Trump is being ignored. He's considered missing in action. He's underground. He's hiding like a coward. So there are meat shortages. Jane, you just got a call from a friend in Montana. She said she went to the Costco and she's been going to other stores, but what did they take? I mean, there's no soap, there's no milk, hand towels.
Paper towels.
Paper towel, no hand to paper towels.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper shortage. So hand soap. What else did she say about the meat?
Well,
she talked with the butcher.
They're out of bacon.
How are we going to do our cooking challenge?
At the main grocery store there. And they're limiting the meat to one each of pork, chicken, and beef.
That's it. What did the butcher say about
it? And the butcher said, well, we really don't know what we're going to do after a couple weeks. We don't know. We're not sure yet. We don't know.
So Costco's going to be exhausted with the meat?
Yes.
And the farmers are being ordered by the local governments to kill their cows and pigs and chickens because they don't have a way of disposing of the bodies, correct?
Yes.
And they're giving lethal injections to people who have fevers in New York, and they're ordering the Jews to be arrested.
That was according to that one woman there, yes.
That was according to the phone call, and the de Blasio says the time of negotiating with the Jews is over with.
Yeah.
Zig Heil, we're going to just start having to tattoo everybody. Let's just get into the concentration camp mode, de Blasio and Cuomo. And yet none of them are under arrest for threatening arrest of Jews, are they?
No. And then the president came out this morning with them. He says they're not going to be extending the coronavirus social distancing guidelines after tomorrow.
Yeah, well, our governor will.
Yeah, but I mean, Trump is putting an end to it.
And in Wisconsin, some gal sent their child over to the neighbor's house to play, and the cops harassed her. They're policy enforcers of a local corporation. Your city, Minneapolis, Seattle, every city is incorporated. That means they're corporations. The police departments are separate corporations. If you live in Milwaukee, you can't sue the city of Milwaukee because the police department is a separate corporation. You have to sue the police department in Milwaukee. So they're now harassing people to stay inside. California says, stay inside, stay inside, stay inside. And the little Newsom is such a freak. And people went and all went to the beach, right?
Yeah. Now he's going to close the beaches and the parks.
Nobody's going to listen.
Well, I hope not.
The little freak. And he's not under arrest for treason. And the governors are urging the meatpacking. Many of the governors are urging the meatpacking plants to close and sending the cops out. And Trump's not arresting him for treason. There will not be an economic recovery until Trump does what God asked him to do. And he's too stupid to do that. In 1933, March 3rd, I think, the United States Corporation filed bankruptcy. Federal Reserve System. Federal Reserve Bank went into bankruptcy. See the circle around the 20? What happened in 2003? Now, this is also the Federal Reserve Bank. These are older dollars. They were published before 2003. The Federal Reserve System, which runs the Federal Reserve Banks, has always been in bankruptcy. They never came out of bankruptcy. But the Federal Reserve Banks came out of bankruptcy in 2003. There's no circle around the 20. Notice the difference. Very clean, organized, well-printed, very sloppy piece of garbage. Very well-organized, bankrupt, very sloppy piece of garbage. So when we were bankrupt, we had neat and clean money. Now it's just a sloppy mess. Okay. So the United States Corporation, 16 February, went bankrupt and is, well, they're not declaring bankruptcy because President Trump is trying to do something and make America great again, like throwing out all the people who have work visas at Microsoft and all the other high-tech jobs. He says, look, if you can't get an American to do it, get rid of them. Well, you'll have to stop the vaccinations, too. I talked with a professor 25 years ago. He says the reason we hire foreigners to come in and get the PhDs in America, they actually hire them and pay them to get PhDs. The reason we don't hire Americans, the reasons we hire blacks and Orientals is because they're not vaccinated like Americans. He said Americans are stupid. They can't conceive of basic ideas. Between the television and the vaccines, they become stupid. And with this, the president wants to recover the economy without terminating vaccines. What do they get now? 100 different vaccines before the age of 20?
Okay. Well, a lot.
Oh my God, you get injected with so much mercury, it'd kill anything. And now we have meat rationing. And then you think we're going to go to the digital dollar. Good luck. I spent an hour trying to get into my Bitcoin account. And I spent another hour trying to figure out how to sell it. They had locked me out of my own account. And then I found out, oh my God, they could just go like that and it's all gone. And then I couldn't sell Bitcoin. I think you have to convert it to Bitcoin Cash. And then you have to set up some kind of an online banking system. And then you have to put it in the bank. We tried to buy Bitcoin with our business account, what, a year and a half ago? And we had to fill out 20-page documents that we weren't laundering money with a bank that launders money. Oh, my God, we walk into the bank and we tried to pull out $5,000 and all these Italians with slick back hair says, oh, no, you can't do that. I says, oh, my God, looks like the FBI freaks are here, the little pigs of the federal government. And he says, shit, he walked outside. He said, we hate him too. Anyway, I love the bank. I love the people there. But finally, the branch manager called up their headquarters and said, what are you doing? Are you a moron? He said, well, you tried to use Bitcoin on your bank account. So this digital money is going to flop. It's going to be a total flop. There will not be an economic recovery. I mean, we got all the data here. We've got all the Bitcoin data, and it's just beyond insanity. You can't sell it. You buy it, and you can't sell it. And it's like, well, why did I even buy it if you can't sell it and put it in your bank account? You go ahead. You buy Bitcoin. You figure it out. I use Coinbase. It's a mess. An hour just to get that into my account. I had the password. I had the email. I had to reset everything because I hadn't been there in the last 3 months. Well, I've been busy. So anyway, there will not be any economic recovery. This is the fake data Ambet sent me. This is why there won't be a recovery. Let's see if I can find a little pointer here. There, pencil, you know? When was the last time you actually used a real pencil, Jim?
I use them all the time.
Yeah, well. So here's where they admitted that four labs were going to open, so all these tests were invalid in the United States. Then they admitted here that all the tests that they'd been sent out were contaminated with COVID-19. But even at that, the cases went down. And then all of a sudden, the CDC said anyone going to the hospital has COVID-19. So the cases spiked. Now they're going down again. Oh, my God. So they got to do some other crap. And this is from Ambet. They're going to extend this pandemic. They're going to make this pandemic so bad that they're going to close everything down, and all the libtard businesses are closing down anyway. We went to Trader Joe's, and they got, no, you got to stay 6 feet apart. And Costco's making everybody wear a mask. And now we find out, during the meat shortages, the governor of Montana, Governor Bullock, a CIA-appointed piece of garbage. You can gold-plate Governor Bullock. You can call him a conservative Republican, but he's still a piece of dog manure. He's a piece of garbage. Today I outlined the framework to ramp up testing capacity in Montana over the next month. Well, all the test kits are contaminated with COVID-19. He wants to 60,000 tests. He wants to contaminate 60,000 people in Montana with COVID-19. The guy's a murderer.
Well, it's not just him. They're all going to do this.
All the libtard governors are in violation of the Constitution. And President Trump sits back and does nothing but say, oh, the mainstream media doesn't like me. No kidding. If you don't like the way the mainstream media likes you, cut off the $400 billion in the federal budget and stop putting in 5G so they can broadcast their television broadcast, President Trump. Duh! Stop giving ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, PBS, and Voice of America, the libtards of America, stop giving them federal grants. You just take your little pencil and you line item out the item, President Trump. You stop giving the libtards money. The governor says he's going to, of Montana, he's going to contaminate 60,000 people in Montana. Line item out all the federal grants. But you won't do that, will you? You will not line item out the federal grants to a governor who is going to, oh my God, last week we secured 5,000 swabs from FEMA. This week so far we secured an additional 3,000 swabs. He knows they're all contaminated. He got $5 million from the CARE Act. Not one dime went to the people of Montana. They all went to bonuses for the executive department. Unbelievable. I mean, he's supposed to be conservative, right? So why do I get this? Because I get I get Steve Bullock's email every time he says something. Sometimes he says something good, but this time he says he's going to kill people in Montana and extend the pandemic. Gene, how the heck are people going to survive? And that's not just him. It's Washington, Oregon. Almost all the states are massively sticking those contaminated swabs up your nose and swabbing that COVID-19 in your brain and whatever else they can do. They're going to run around with police and stuff those things up your noses. And you're going to say, yes, sir, 3 bags full, sir. Let me go get my vaccination because I watch TV and I think this is real. That's what's going to happen. And women, good luck getting fitted for a bra. The governors are closing down all the stores. You ought to rebel against your husbands. Unbelievable evil. We look at these companies. God said there would be 40 million unemployed by today. Guess what? There's now 50 million. Because if you include the 25 million plus the other 40 million, there's actually 65 million unemployed right now. Thanks to President Trump not doing what he should be doing. Deutsche Bank and other banks are on the verge of collapse. The economic system for the Masons will not recover. We said the Chinese Red Council will choke on their own puke because their economy falls around their knees, and it did. God said a year ago, Trump's health, his health will get worse and his family will have to continue to be in hiding as long as he ignores God. Putin turned from God, and the eighth time we warned him he would be killed. He was shot with a microwave gun, and now he's disappeared off the face of the earth. The one with the cut over his left eye, you can't find him. And now God will shake up Lucifer's kingdoms. Many will vanish. Many of the round tables will simply go away. Standard Oil will never recover. We can't even sell $110 worth of stock that we got. It's a bearer stock, which means if we bear it, we can take it to Standard Oil. They refuse to honor it. They're going to go bankrupt. They're going to go belly up. God said that, what, Jane, 4 or 5 years ago? And now oil is selling for what, $10 a barrel at the pump?
Minus.
Well, that's the speculative. Yeah. Minus 46. Costco is going to take a financial hit. They have a mandatory mask the 4th of May. They're going to extend this crisis all the way until they have mandatory vaccines for everybody. It's not about money. It's about control. If President Trump wants to end this pandemic, stop subsidizing Costco. You don't give Costco money, they won't do that stupid mask thing because they'll have to compete like everybody else. If you want to end the pandemic, stop giving money to Walmart. If they don't make money, they go belly up. Stop giving money to the banksters.
They're the only ones that are allowed to be open, so they have a captive audience, don't they?
If
they open up the community where everybody can
compete
on an open basis, then they're not going to have the only game in town. And that's why they have the power.
They have the power because the federal government sponsors them. And as for our oil fields, you've been subsidizing oil fields forever. We can't get the P-51 aircraft water-powered motor into the cars because you won't take on the auto industry because you don't have the guts. We can't get the tachyon generator into automobiles because you can't take on the automobile dealers. There's what, 20 people per auto company? He could have them arrested and beaten until they tell the truth on national television. We could have a tachyon run. And the oil fields, who cares? China's buying them all up in Texas anyway. $1.3 billion for the bankrupt oil wells, thanks to our president. As he kicks the illegal aliens out and those with work visas in America get out of our country. What remains is for Americans. Yeah, that's doing a lot of good. And the package delivery, you want the post office to succeed, stop subsidizing Amazon to the tune of $30 billion a year. Stop subsidizing packaging companies that compete against private industry. You want them to survive? Cut off the federal budget. Just take your little pencil, Mr. President, and line item out all the sub $30 billion federal dollars to Amazon. Unbelievable. And the post office has not been financially viable since they initiated affirmative action 40 years ago. It has not been a financial. When I was a kid, we had an envelope with a 3-cent stamp. So between the year, the first black president in the U.S., he was back in 1781. He initiated the post office. It was a 1-cent stamp. So between 1781 and when I was a kid, it went from 1 to 3 cents. Now it's gone from 3 cents, what, Jane, to 55 cents?
Something like that.
Oh, my God. Thanks to affirmative action and the freaks in the White House who refuse to counter the post offices. I mean, we plug money into that post office like mad, and then the Congress steals the retirement fund, just like they steal Social Security for every program. $727 billion goes into that Social Security program. And there's only 15 million retired people. The average Social Security recipient lives for 6 months. The average pensioner lives for 3 years. The average Army retiree lives for 6 years. So you just wait 3 years and all the pensioners are dead, right? Cut their pensions in half for 3 years and then they're all dead. REI, Sears, Macy's, Penney's, Dick's Sporting Goods, well, they're no loss. Hundreds of thousands, I mean, these are stores that get all their stuff from China. And China says, you pay us with real stuff or we ain't sending you nothing. That's why the ports are empty. Hundreds of thousands, like Floyd's Barbershop, local Chinese restaurant, the local suit shop, the local music store. They can't get loans. Only the banksters get it. The $349 billion and now the $120 billion has all been sucked up by the banks. Oh, we're a small business. We're a small business. Yeah, okay. And why do we have to pay for schools if the schools are closed for a year? 75% of your property taxes go to teach the kids. Why are the property taxes so high if we don't have any schools? It's all about control. Car dealerships aren't going to recover. Many tractor companies aren't going to recover because the government mandated computer systems in the tractors, and now farmers are buying the old tractors to get the old tractors. Why? Because the new tractors mandated by the federal government. Line item the federal government. The part of the federal government that demands computerized tractors, line item it out, President Trump. And the tractor companies may recover. You have a pencil. And now the farmers are going belly up. First, the National Audubon Society said they'd shut down logging, then fishing, then they'd shut down the meat industry, and then the bread industry. Guess what? Bread's next on the rationing market. We saw a lot of bread shortages yesterday, didn't we, Jane? Mm-hmm. A lot of bread shortages. That's what God says. Until President Trump does what God asks. And we need to pray very strongly every night at 9 that President Trump grows some gonads, grows some stones below the belt, and does what God asks him to do. These people forcing meatpacking closures need to be arrested for treason because they're disobeying the Military Defense Act. Pray that President Trump grows some guts. Anyway, God bless. Thank you very much. We appreciate each and every one of you. We thank you for your time. And pray for Trump. That's all we got. He's all we got. And we'll see you tomorrow.